Good evening. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Nick Evans. Anytime someone returns from traveling in China, they're placed on a 14-day self-quarantine and monitored by their local health department for coronavirus. WOSU's Paige Flager has been looking into how those quarantines work, and she joins me now. How's it going, Paige?
Hey, Nick.
State health officials just released figures on COVID-19. What's the latest?
So right now, there is one person under investigation by the state for possibly having the virus. That means that person has exhibited some symptoms of respiratory illness, and within 14 days of their symptoms, they traveled to China or were in contact with someone who's known to have COVID-19. So far, seven people under investigation have tested negative for the virus, and about 200 people are being supervised by their local public health department. So that means these are folks who traveled to Ohio from China and are self-quarantined but aren't necessarily showing any symptoms.
So how exactly does a self-quarantine work for a traveler?
So essentially, the CDC is monitoring travel and notifies the Ohio Department of Health when someone returns home after traveling in China. Then the Ohio Department of Health notifies the local health department. So in our case, that's Columbus Public Health, who then gets in touch with that traveler. They're on a self-quarantine for 14 days. So that means they basically just stay at home. Luke Jacobs oversees the Columbus Public Health response team for infectious diseases.
That's similar to our response efforts back with Ebola back in 2014, where we had travelers coming from affected areas. We would make sure we're making contact with them, and they're reporting any kind of their temperature at least daily with our staff.
How many of these travelers are being monitored by Columbus Public Health, and have any of them shown signs or symptoms?
So none of the travelers reported experiencing any symptoms as of yet. Columbus Public Health has gotten 32 notifications from the Ohio Department of Health. Nine of those people didn't meet the criteria for them to investigate further. 23 people did. So 11 people are currently being monitored as we speak, and 12 people have completed quarantine. That includes a local couple, Susie Situ and her boyfriend. They visited her family in Guangzhou, China in January. When they returned, they were quarantined together in her apartment.
So what ended up happening was our Columbus Public Health contact ended up calling us every morning at around 10 a.m. asking for our temperature, symptoms, who'd we been in contact with, just making sure that we've been at home and stayed home and didn't, you know, enter any public areas.
She says the hardest part was trying to figure out how to get groceries, which they ended up just getting delivered.
Right now, travelers from China are the only ones being monitored under self-quarantine, but coronavirus is spreading. So if there's significant outbreaks in other parts of the world, what happens next for Columbus Public Health?
That sort of decision happens at a federal level. Luke Jacobs says that they're just kind of keeping in touch with the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the Ohio Department of Health.
And so I think it's hard to tell, you know, where this road ends. I think that as long as we keep taking measures like this and taking proactive measures to protect the public health, we may not be able to stop it from coming into our community, but certainly we can be prepared, and we are prepared for the reality that we could have community transmission.
He says the best thing anyone can do in the meantime is to wash your hands.
Thanks for the update, Paige.
Thanks, Nick.
That's WOSU's Paige Flager covering the latest on coronavirus and local efforts to track the disease.